I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
All right, welcome back, Carton Show. Big Mac here as well. I didn't see you celebrating today, and I thought I would, as a matter of fact. As you know, I celebrated the Jets having five offensive linemen that started every single game. Has been done since yesterday, and yet the Jets are celebrating on social media that they did. Where were you today? I expect you to come in, big smile on your face.
I did.
Big celebration. New York Yankees signed someone. No arbitration, $10 million, and you don't seem all that pleased with the fact that the New York Yankees brought back one of their veteran players, Jazz Chisholm, avoids arbitration with the Yankees, gets $10 million. That's a team-friendly deal for a guy that's a bit of the heart and soul of the Yankees last year. Had nice run.
Had a very
one
good
of my
year.
Favorite Yankees, I can tell you that.
Had a 30-30
Love watching his enthusiasm out there on the base paths.
I like
that. Had a nice glove in the postseason as well. Made a couple really nice plays there.
Are you being sarcastic?
And I'm just wondering why you're not happy that the Yankees did something. Because yesterday you're like, oh, the Yankees haven't done anything. So now they did something.
They signed a player who was under team control to a contract.
Yeah.
I knew Jazz was going to play this year.
Yeah.
It's not like
Woo!
I was.
No?
No, I'm not happy.
Woo!
No, happy. I'm not happy.
Go ahead. Say what you want to say about.
Listen, no, don't just you know, don't just throw me the bone.
You said you were upset.
I am. We should be. You should be. We all should be.
Upset.
Every baseball fan in this city should be upset right now.
Go.
Because nothing is happening.
Oh.
But specifically with the Yankees right now, if you want to get into the Yankees, and we should get into the Mets too, and what's going on with the idea that they could be in on Kyle Tucker if the number falls low enough. They need an outfielder, as you asked me, one of the first things you asked me.
You can't name two Mets outfielders.
Can I name two outfielders?
Right.
Right now, Cody Bellinger and his agent are being ridiculous.
Go.
They're being ridiculous. They are asking for what it sounds like $37 million a year for over 7 years. That's what they're looking for Cody Bellinger.
So 250-something million.
Who last year the Cubs gave away because they didn't want to pay him, and they took back Cody Petit. Like, that's where he was in his career just last year. He had a good year. He's a good player, and I'd like him back. The Yankees are apparently at somewhere around 4 to 5 years at $30-plus million a year. And they're grandstanding and taking forever, and they're holding on to this offer that's not coming. And it's starting to bother me because we've talked about the Yankees are waiting to establish what they're going to do in left field before moving on. And I'm getting to the point now where I think they should just move on. I think they should just move on and bring in Bo Bichette.
Okay.
That's what I would do. You mentioned it the other day.
Yeah.
I think that's what they should do. Now, right now, Bo Bichette is connected to Philadelphia.
That's what I heard, right. Because
right.
Don Mattingly went there. Don Mattingly had a good relationship with him in Toronto.
Right, he had a couple years as the bench coach, and I guess they had a good relationship. Philadelphia is a good landing spot. You know, competitive team, chance to win. He's going to go have dinner with them. We'll see what he's asking for. Apparently, he's asking for some crazy contract, too.
Yeah, why not?
That's part of the reason why no one signed as well, to be fair. These guys are asking for numbers that no one's going to. But for me, you could make an argument it's a better fit. Like, I'm willing to take on the idea of a Spencer Jones, Jason Dominguez left field as much or more as I'm willing to roll another season with Anthony Volpe as the starting shortstop. So if you bring in Bo Bichette, who is not a great defender, but he can play shortstop for a year. Like, I don't know the Yankees' appetite to let him play for a year, but his defensive numbers are going down, and he was a terrible defender last year. But for one season, you get the right-handed bat that they need desperately. You get contact. You get power. He fits them great at shortstop for a year. Then you have a dynamic infield, or at least up the middle, with the two of them, Jazz and
Bichette.
And Bichette. And then you play either trade for another left fielder, or you go out and allow Jason Dominguez to be your everyday left fielder. I'm willing that as much as I am willing to have Volpe be the shortstop every day, as lousy as he's been. So if it just feels like I don't know what Bellinger wants to do, and how long before you say he doesn't want to be with the New York Yankees?
Well, then,
at some point,
the Yankees have to say, "Here's our best offer. Take it or leave it."
Right. At some point, they're going to have to.
Right? Poop or get off the pot.
That's it. He's asking.
But who are you mad at? The Yankees or Bellinger?
No, I'm mad at Bellinger.
Got it. Because the Yankees have made two offers to him.
Seven for 37 a year is ridiculous.
I agree.
He doesn't deserve that contract.
He knows
shouldn't
get
that contract. It would hurt the Yankees long term. That's not a contract. If he gets it, God bless him. If he gets it, God bless him.
He's not getting it.
He's not getting it. Yeah. And he should take the 5 for $150 that they're offering him, somewhere around there.
You would think that's a good enough amount of money, right?
You would think that's good enough.
But this is also why...
And they got to go trade for a starting pitcher, whether it's Mackenzie Gore or Freddie Peralta, the two pitchers they're attached to. They need to figure out a way to bring in another starting pitcher, and they need to get either one of two, Bichette or Bellinger.
You know what's interesting about this? It's interesting that there are groups of people that are baseball fans in this town, Yankees and Mets fans, that are angry with... They're angry with players today that players are asking for way too much money based on what we perceive their value to be.
Right.
Right? And then when the owners agree with the fans that think these players like Bellinger right now is being totally unreasonable and asking for far too much money and holding up the organization, like holding them hostage, they can't do anything else till they get that deal done,
right,
that type of thinking. It's interesting that in the moment, that's how you feel. But as soon as the owners say to the players, the salaries are out of whack. Mm-hmm. We got to bring it back down a little bit.
Yeah.
You guys are all like, oh, the owners are a-holes.
Yeah.
What are the owners doing? They're killing the sport.
Yeah. No,
right?
Not really, no. I hear what you're saying.
It's interesting.
Well, I understand what you're saying, but here's the point. Like, if there were three teams offering Bellinger 7 years of $37 million, then I would say...
There's nobody offering him that because he would have taken it.
That's the point.
Right.
We don't want to... I don't want to stop the open market. Like, I don't think... Like, Soto got $765 million to go play with the Mets. That's what the open market got, and I don't think owners should come in and say no one should make $760 million or that's too much, or we need to, you know, because if you're going to pay them that much, that's more than the Pittsburgh Pirates are going to pay for the next 7, 8, 9, 10 years.
Right.
And it's not palatable. I don't want to hear that. I think the open market should be the open market, and if a player can get $760, God bless him. But what's bothering me is his agent and Cody are sitting around waiting for a contract that's never coming.
Right.
Like that.
Which is why, by the way, your idea yesterday with Rob Manfred about putting some type of deadline in for all free agent signings would alleviate this.
Yes.
Because they would have forced them to make a deal.
Right.
Right?
You're right. And that's what players don't want. Players don't want that because they feel that he wants to chase this 7 year, $36, $37 million deal.
Right.
And he doesn't want to give up on it until he has to. And he feels if there's a trade deadline, it's going to only, but the like, team will still figure out a way to put a team together.
Like, if I'm the Yankees, you also don't want to negotiate against yourself.
Bingo.
Which it seems like they're doing right now.
So that's, we're just in a holding
pattern. And if you offer Cody Bellinger 5 years, $160, let's say,
right,
$32 million a year.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, man. Like, take it.
Yes.
Take it.
Yes.
Like, how do you not take that
deal? I don't know who anywhere, I don't know
is
anyone who's close to that.
Is he a Casey Close guy or a Boris guy?
No, he's a Boris guy.
He's a Boris guy?
Yes. And Boris.
Well, that's why I didn't take it.
And this happened with this exact same player 2 years ago.
Right.
2 years ago, he hit the market as well as some others. Boris had a terrible year 2 years ago, whether it was Blake Snell, Montgomery, and then Cody Bellinger, where they were going to hit the market, and it was going to be the year of Boris. He had, like, all the top five free agents. And one by one, the asking prices were way too high, and they all had to take these short-term deals. That's why he's the free agent again, because he signed a 3-year opt-out deal and was forced to go with the Cubs for a shorter contract than he wanted, and now he's hitting the market again, and he wants his money. And I understand that, but the market isn't there. And at some point, like, the Yankees can't do this forever. They got to put a team together. And if they, like, if you lose Bichette or you lose the other options, as you're waiting whether or not you could trade Dominguez, and someone comes in and trades for Freddie Peralta or trades for Mackenzie Gore, the other two pieces they're looking to go trade in the starting rotation, and then they turn and someone does offer Bellinger that contract, or Bellinger this whole time didn't want to be a Yankee. I don't know. Like, you can't. Cody Bellinger, I was willing to wait for John Harbaugh because I believe him to be worth it with the New York Giants.
Sure.
I like Cody Bellinger. I want him to be a Yankee. He is not a good enough player to just wait and sacrifice my entire offseason for in the hopes of him coming back with the New York Yankees.
No, I get it. Plus, Cody Bellinger in his career has made $120 million.
Right.
The Yankees just offered him a deal that would pay him more money than he's made in his entire career combined.
Right.
And it's not
well,
enough.
We don't know the exact numbers, but I would think that's true.
The report offered him more I saw at SNY was over $30 million.
Yes.
I think they were
well,
that
I guess the
night,
question would be 4 or 5 years. There's a chance it's only a 4-year deal. I don't know that for
Cody
sure.
So Cody Bellinger is going to wind up making $300 million as a baseball player.
No,
just,
he's not.
Just shy of it.
He's not, yeah, no, he's going to make.
If he gets $150, $160.
Yeah, that's what he's going to make.
Plus the $120.
Yeah.
That's $280 million.
Yes.
I hate to say this because I'm a pro player guy.
Mm-hmm.
You greedy bastard. Like, come on, man.
I hear you.
You're going to make $280 million. How many boats can you order, Ski Behind?
But it's not even a matter of greed.
Of course it is.
Well, I mean, I get that, but I have no problem with greed, right? On some level, right? This is America. You should get every last dollar.
Doesn't change your lifestyle.
No, I get it, but this isn't that kind of argument. It's not like, well, you know, the Florida
that.
Marlins or some, you know, team he's not going to have a really chance to go make an impact and win with is offering him $10 million more than the Yankees.
Sure.
And you say to him, Cody, it's $10 million. That doesn't make a difference in your life. Come be a Yankee, chase championships, all this stuff. This is him just out there going, this is what I believe I'm worth.
Yeah.
No one agrees. And him just standing, I don't care what anybody says, this is what I'm worth. And eventually it's going to, I don't know what's going to happen.
Well, what happens,
but
eventually, the Yankees say, go F yourself.
Right.
And they make other moves.
Correct.
And all of a sudden, you don't even get what they offered
no.
you. It's like the Pete Alonso
100%.
Deal.
100%. I want Cody Bellinger. There is a world, as a Yankee fan, where I am thrilled without Cody Bellinger. They get Bichette. They trade for a starting pitcher.
Sure.
Maybe they trade for another outfielder. Or Jason Dominguez finally becomes that superstar we hoped he would be. And life is great without him. So I'm tired of waiting for him.
Just try to think of what Jazz Chisholm would have gotten if they went to arbitration. Like what the two, what the request would have been, what the offer would have been.
Did you see the Scooble?
I saw the Scooble one. So Scooble asked for $19 million.
No, 32.
Pardon me, they offered 19,
yes.
right? So Scooble asked for $32 million.
Yes.
And Detroit offered 19.
Yes.
So a $13 million gap.
Yeah. That's big gap.
I think didn't Soto set the record with
31.
This arbitration deal?
Mm-hmm.
So this would be the biggest arbitration
Correct.
Deal in the
it's
history
one,
of baseball.
I believe it's $1 million more than Soto, which is
Got
not,
it.
I mean, sounds like Boris saying this is going to be the highest arbitration number ever. I wanted it 32.
Yeah.
And the Tigers, in fairness, I think like 19 point something was the most the pitcher had ever gotten
Got
in
it.
Arbitration. So they pretty much offered him the most the pitcher's ever got, and he's asking for the most anybody's ever got.
So if you had to pick which side? Which side wins?
I mean, Scooble's won two Cy Youngs. He's the best pitcher in baseball.
32?
I mean,
think he gets it?
Probably. I think 19 is low.
Which is crazy.
I think 19 is low.
Yeah, God forbid you play for $19 million. I don't know how you loan yourself to do that.
Yeah. No,
you know?
I don't know. But if they don't come, it's weird, though, because I don't know if you know how it works. They don't, like,
I don't know how it works. I've done sports talk for 34 years.
How does it work?
All right? You make an offer. I make an offer. Some random guy comes in and goes, I like that offer.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Right. The arbiter doesn't come in and say, we think 27 is fair.
You have to pick one of the two offers.
Right, okay.
And shame on you
for
suggesting that. I don't know what I'm talking about.
It's not true.
Some part of you are. What's next? Should I call my wife up? Huh? Your name is Linus for the rest of the show.
That's it.
That's where I'm calling you. Bad enough, I have no voice.
Yeah.
And now you're taking shots at me.
You know what to be?
Do you
really
know how it works?
I didn't say it like that. I said,
remember
on
Tuesday,
you
said to me, do you know who Michelle Kwan is? And I'm like, yeah. Cleveland Guardians baseball player.
Yeah,
and you're like, oh, I'm so shocked they knew who Michelle Kwan was.
Yeah, you nailed that one. Good for you.
I know the sports.
I know you do.
I'm just bored by a lot of it.
This is an opportunity to prove it. I'm throwing up softballs.
You challenge me.
Are you above being challenged?
No, I'm not above anything. I went to prison.
Well, that's true.
I'm pretty much down for anything you got.
I was going to say, I didn't notice. I have to admit, this is like the third or fourth time you've said something about the voice.
Yeah.
Haven't noticed it until today.
Really?
Yeah, I feel like today.
Oh, you should go back and listen to yesterday's highlights. Oh, my God, it's brutal. Yeah. It's like I'm a shrieking pilgrim woman. Yeah.
What the hell does that mean?
Yeah, pilgrim women, shriekers.
Oh, they're shriekers?
Yeah.
Oh, I think it's shrinking.
No, shriekers.
A shrieking
pilgrim gal.
Pilgrim woman.
That's right. Read a history book once in a while.
Do they shriek?
Oh, big shriekers. Yeah.
The pilgrims?
Very
like
loud.
On the Mayflower, they were shrieking?
Oh, please. Santa Maria, too. Yeah. That was the loudest of all three books.
That was the loudest?
Yeah, that's right. Here's Milton in Brooklyn on the Fan. Milton, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, Milton?
All right, Big Mac, I want you to understand something. Mm-hmm. This is a position that you need. If you want your name to be with Carton, you got to watch that football game last night. That's a disgrace.
Good point.
For you not to be involved in that game, me as a Jet fan, waking up today, looking forward to maybe you watch that game, and maybe now this guy is going to be eligible to be in the draft.
I gave you all that. He is eligible in the draft, and I watched the game. I just didn't watch it live.
You got to
I watched the game.
Look where you at. There's no watching the game after. You got to be locked in with Carton.
I got
to
be locked in.
You have to watch these games.
I got
to
be locked
in. Good job, buddy. And I have to agree with the caller on that.
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
This is not a hard job.
I watch the game.
Not a lot of people can do it, but there's one requirement.
I watch the game.
Watch sports.
You literally said as we left yesterday, I'm glad it's starting at 7:30. I don't know if I'll make the second half. That's what happened to me.
But it did
I was sitting on the couch.
Yeah.
And I popped up and I said, oh, man, I fell asleep during the game. And then I went back and watched it.
You watched every play without commercials?
Yeah.
Without the announcers?
No, I kind of fast-forwarded through some this morning.
So you didn't watch it.
But I watched the game.
But you knew the outcome already. That's the problem.
Correct. I did know the outcome.
That's like when Evan used to be like, I recorded the game. Don't tell me what happened.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Well, that's what I do. That's how
watch sports like
how,
that.
That's how I'm going to live.
You got to watch sports live.
How am I going to live?
What do you mean? You were done at 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
Some of us.
We're done at 7, yeah. I get home at 9:30, right?
Yeah.
So then there's brief time talking to the wife.
Right.
The kids were asleep and kissed
that's
the kids
right.
goodnight.
Watch a lot of West Coast games.
You sit on the couch. You started on DVR because the game started at 7:30.
You try to catch up.
And I try and catch up, fast forward through commercials, and I fell asleep.
It doesn't count.
I dozed off on the couch.
Here's the problem.
You plucked me out at 2:30 in the morning,
yes.
And I appreciate the plucking.
You're welcome.
But it takes, it's an adjustment. You got to give me a minute.
So why
no? I'm like, my hours are all off.
Yeah, but why don't you get an iPad and get one of those accounts and watch games on the train?
I could do that.
You could do it, but you don't do it.
Well, the Wi-Fi, it's in and out. You're through tunnels. It's not really great.
You have built-in Wi-Fi.
Where?
On every iPad in America. You just got to pay for it. Cheap bastard.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Before I was on, I couldn't afford
it. We'll get you a wireless deal. How's that?
Sounds great.
We'll call our friends at Verizon. We'll get you a nice wireless deal.
Okay.
Put your brand new iPad. You sit in the quiet car in the train.
Yep.
Put your headphones
on.
You watch the game on the way home. Let's have curiosity.
Yeah.
You're done at 7 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
The Yankees game starts.
Yeah.
You ain't watching the Yankee game?
Correct. And I'm not watching it on the train. That ain't happening.
Why not?
Because I won't do that.
Excuse me?
I'm not watching that game on the train.
So, yeah, you watch every Yankee game in delay?
Correct. I haven't had to for 2.5 years, but now going back to it, when I get home,
yeah.
The game will start.
Until Is that
then,
right?
I am off the grid. I'm listening to
you
music.
You want to know nothing.
I want nothing.
No, updates on your phone.
Nope.
No text messages.
Nothing.
No, oh my God, did you see that play?
I will only take
nothing.
A text message from my wife. That's it, because I know she knows not to text me about Yankees. That's it.
So you get home.
Yes.
See your beautiful wife.
Yes.
If the kids are awake, which at their age, they might be.
Right.
All right, quick, how was your day?
Yep.
Little rough and tumble.
Yeah.
Kids go to bed.
Yeah. Give the wife the old pickle tickle.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Nice. Well played.
Yeah.
So you have sex before baseball. Nice.
If
she ain't waiting up.
Absolutely right.
She's like, I got to go to school tomorrow.
Yeah,
I got to teach.
Yeah, right. Well,
yeah.
I've always been much more of a morning person.
Got it.
When
got
it's time
it.
For bed, I just want to go to bed. But in the morning, you might wake up a little frisky. But
that's why you should come in here happy every day.
I am happy every day. I came in here happy.
Good.
I wanted to talk about how I'm happy that Harbaugh's coming back to the Giants, and you wanted to give me this parade stuff.
Well,
so, like, I
because,
get it.
To be fair,
yeah.
You and many Giants fans
mm-hmm.
have really been all over the map, where it's
yes.
Harbaugh's our guy.
Yes.
Oh, my God, we're going to lose Harbaugh because
yes.
the Dolphins job opened.
Yes.
Oh, thank God they hired a GM. So Harbaugh is out. Now he's back. We have to take a quick break, but I have some breaking news for you. It has been disclosed what John Harbaugh is demanding
mm-hmm.
from the teams he's going to meet with, including the New York Giants. We now have, it's a 4-point list
okay.
of what he has told the New York Giants and other teams that he's going to interview with. We now know exactly what John Harbaugh is demanding if you want him to be the next head coach. And we'll give you those demands right after this. Is it my turn to read something here? Yeah, you want me to read? All right. Stop dealing with your neck pain, backache, sciatica. Go see my guys, 3 double board certified pain specialists, Samwell Institute for Pain Management. They specialize in headaches, migraines, and nerve pain, and they'll get you back to feeling yourself again with minimally invasive and non-surgical treatment. So join me and thousands of 5-star reviews who trust Samwell for pain-relieving solutions. Same-day appointments are available with offices in Colonia, Livingston, and Englewood, New Jersey. Turn to Samwell Pain like I did for effective pain-relieving solutions, samwellpain.com. Oh, Christopher, yeah. They want you to read something.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Want me to read something? You didn't give me anything to read.
It's part of the job.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yep. I don't see anything dated for 5 o'clock. Which one? Yeah, just come on the air and tell me.
Take your time.
Edison.
Okay. Sorry, my fault. I apologize. Those of you living in New Jersey got hit with a 20% electric rate increase. That's right, 20%. If your current heating system is over 15 years old, it's time for a new high-efficiency Carrier system. There's only one company to call for a new system. That's my friends at Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's heating experts for over 38 years. Older heating systems waste gas. You know it, I know it, they know it. So get your system checked now and save money with Edison Heating and Cooling. Contact them now at edisonhvac.com. That's edisonhvac.com.
Yeah. Oh, is that right? You're just a bachelor? I'm looking for a partner, too. Talk about it.
You're not looking anymore.
New Rochelle's own right here, by the way. That's right. New Rochelle produces great talent. Me. These guys.
These guys. Ah,
Ray Rice. Yeah, that's right. Ray's down in Baltimore now, by the way. Moved down to Baltimore, does like community service stuff for the Ravens, and has started, I guess, a hugely successful flag football league.
Really?
But he's down there right now. So look, it's coming up at 5:30 here on The Fan. This is the Card Show with Big Mac. It's Wild Card Weekend, of course. Very excited about that. And for those of you that are Giant fans that are concerned about the outcome of some of these games because of how it impacts getting John Harbaugh or not, let me tell you what the demands
Please,
are.
Let's go.
So this comes from Cleveland, actually, Tony Grossi, who's covered the Cleveland Browns for like 40 years. Like when I did radio in Cleveland, which was 1992 to 93,
right.
Tony was on the Browns beat back then with Mary Kay Cabot.
Okay.
So they are legitimate.
So you feel good about this information?
Tony's legit. Okay. He's as good a beat reporter. He's like Connor Hughes, Pat Leonard.
Okay.
Like guys that are very well respected. He's just done it a lot longer than anybody else, okay? Here's the four demands that John Harbaugh has if you want him to be your next head coach. We'll go we'll go one at a time.
Let's go.
You tell me if each demand is acceptable for you as a Giant fan, okay?
Number one.
No joke.
All right, no joke.
Number one demand, $20 million a year. That's the number.
I mean, I don't.
That's what Andy Reid makes. That's the number.
Let's go.
Okay, now just to be fair.
I can't tell you they're okay with it, but I'm okay with
it. Sean Payton makes $18 million a year.
Right.
Andy Reid makes $20 million a year.
Yeah.
He wants what Andy Reid's getting.
Yeah.
So checking that box?
Checking that box. Okay. And again, he's the best coach on the market. That's what happens when you're the top of the free agent pool of any sport. He's won a championship. He's the guy. He deserves the most money. No problem giving him 20 million.
The second demand of John Harbaugh, again, it's a financial demand, so I doubt you're going to care about it.
Right.
He wants $10 million to fill out his staff.
Okay.
Again, it's a financial thing.
No, good.
Every fan's going to say yes to the first two because it ain't our money.
Right.
And the owner can afford it. Write the check.
Yep, I'm in.
So he said she wants $30 million for the coaching staff.
For him and his coaching
staff. He gets 20, the assistants, the coordinators and whatnot.
All combined.
$10 million to get those guys.
Yep.
The top level coordinator in football, I think, makes $3 to $4 million right now.
Okay.
So $10 million gives you two top level coordinators and a bunch of $500,000 position coaches.
Sure.
Not bad.
Not bad.
All right, so we're 2 for 2?
2 for 2.
All right, 2 for 2. Number three, he wants final say on all personnel matters.
He wants complete final say on all personnel. So the de facto GM.
So, well, let me get to the fourth, and then we'll kind of go backwards, okay?
All right.
So that's the third demand. Don't check that box yet.
Don't check it yet.
The fourth demand that he has told, or I guess his agent has told, all the teams that have an interest in bringing him in, Giants included, is that he brings his own general manager.
Okay? Own GM. So it's a team. He's the boss. That guy will hold the title of GM, but any kind of...
He gets final say. But he's got a guy in lockstep with his thing.
He is running the organization.
Period stop.
Period stop.
Yep. So, number one, you said yes to $20 million a year.
Yep.
Check that box.
Yep.
$10 million for the coaching staff.
Yep.
Check that box. Three and four or more combined.
Yep.
So are you willing today, if you're a Giant fan, you either relegate Joe Shane to a different job or just fire him altogether, which is more likely, I would think.
Yep.
Joe Shane gets fired and John Harbaugh handpicks his own general manager, and he and the general manager effectively run the entire franchise.
Check, 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 check. I check all the boxes.
Okay.
Let's go.
So that's the deal.
Bring him in.
That's what he wants.
He runs the organization.
Yep.
I think the Giants are in that sort of, like, they need this guy. He's the guy. Go be the coach. Bring in a GM. Now, I'd like the, like, would I like the idea of knowing who the GM is, understanding that he's capable? I'm assuming he's not going to bring in an idiot.
Let's assume it's Chad Alexander.
Yeah, right. 100%.
Yeah.
100%.
The assistant GM with the Chargers.
100%.
Yeah. So I think that's what it takes to get him.
Bye. Bye, yeah. Joe Shane. Bye.
So, and here's why that's important to learn that today.
Yeah.
It's important to learn that today because the Dolphins hired a general manager. They took a guy from the Green Bay staff to become their general manager.
Mm-hmm.
So that means the Miami Dolphins are not signing John Harbaugh to be their coach because that does not go in conjunction with his four demands.
Yes. Oh, no. Right. You're right. I'm sorry. You're right. Right. Yeah.
So the Dolphins are no longer a threat.
If we believe that those are the only parameters he would work under, then yes.
That's what he told the Cleveland Browns.
Okay.
Okay, and apparently that's what he's telling everybody.
Okay, well, that's the situation for the Cleveland Browns might be different for the situation for everybody.
Fair enough.
I mean, I don't know why, and it's John Eric Sullivan,
the new GM in Miami,
yeah. Coming over from VP of personnel for the Packers. I don't see why he would be someone he's comfortable in working with. But I do have to ask one thing, and actually the program director asked us about it
earlier.
There's
a program director here?
Believe it or not, there is. Yeah.
I thought he was just everybody's friend.
Well, he is everyone's friend as well.
Nice. Well, that's rare in this business.
Well, we were concerned about the Eagles.
Yeah.
Like, as I'm saying, like, different situations.
I mean, Joe Walsh hasn't sung in years, but go ahead.
Different situations, different character, different criteria, possibly.
I know exactly where you're going.
Right.
Go.
I mean, the best general manager, arguably in professional sports, currently resides in Philadelphia.
Sure, Harry Rosen.
So if they fire their head coach and want to bring in Harbaugh,
so,
is Harbaugh going to say, I can't work?
It's a great question because if you follow the bouncing ball, the Eagles lose to San Francisco at home this weekend. It's the middle game on Sunday. It's the 4 o'clock game, 4:30 game, whatever it is, on Sunday, right? So the thinking is, if the Eagles decided to do something drastic, which would be drastic, and they fire Nick Sirianni, they become the best available job currently out there.
Yes.
There's no one's going to dispute that from a pure talent standpoint.
Yep.
If they then decide the best available coach for us is John Harbaugh, and he does have ties to Philadelphia, he worked there many, many years ago, is there a chance that John Harbaugh, for that situation, would say, clearly, you guys have the best general manager in the sport, I'll uncheck that box, and I'll uncheck the box that I get final say over Harry Roseman.
Right.
It's a great question.
Yeah.
My gut is yes. My gut is what you said a few minutes ago is probably more accurate, that the Browns' opportunity and the Giants' opportunity are not the same as an Eagle opportunity based on the current roster. Fair point.
Yeah, I mean, by nature, we're saying that it's up for grabs. It's up for debate. Those are what he'd like, and from certain organizations, what he'll ask. But if we're willing to say that for the Eagles, and let's be honest, Brandon Bean in Buffalo is pretty entrenched there. The ownership loves him. He's done a good job. He's built the team that's gone to where it's gone year and year. It's the first year since 2019 they haven't won a division. I mean, are we eliminating a lot of, like, is the exact parameters, I think I feel good about it for the New York Giants because now you're talking about less and less options that we should be afraid of.
I think those are the options for desperate teams.
Right.
The Giants are desperate. The Browns are desperate.
If you want me to resurrect a broken franchise,
then that's what I demand.
Then this is what I need.
Now, if you're a team like the Bills that has a rock star quarterback and a GM that's done not a great job, but a good job.
Right.
Right.
Can Buffalo say to him, I'm giving you Josh Allen a chance to go to the Super Bowl this year? Like, no, Bean's staying.
Well, again, I don't know how much Buffalo would value John Harbaugh from a personnel decision matter, right?
See, but this kind of goes back to what we talked about yesterday.
I think the Giants are desperate, though.
Yeah, no doubt. And they should. Let's be clear. Now we're talking about other jobs.
Yeah.
Let's be clear about the New York Giants. Every one of those, if he walks in when they have the meeting with him, and I don't care if Joe Shane's sitting right there, and he tells Joe Shane to his face, I'm running the organization.
It's a wrap.
It's a wrap.
Yes.
The Maras, whoever who's running that, like, check every one of those boxes. You bring him in. You pay him $10 million to his assistants. You pay him $20 million. And you tell Joe Shane to hit the bricks. That's what needs to happen.
Oh, that's what needs to happen. By the way, you don't even blink before you do that.
And if that If it comes out, I'm telling you right now, there will be disappointment if John Harbaugh is not the next coach of the New York Giants. If he goes to Buffalo because that job opens up, or he goes to Philadelphia because that job opens up, or he ends up the Miami thing ends up having more teeth to it than you think it does right now, whatever the case may be. If he leaves and they hire someone else, whoever it may be, even guys who we were, Stefanski, who we were high on, if anybody else, the Giant fan will be disappointed. If it comes out
God,
that Joe Shane was the reason it didn't happen,
oofa,
this Giant fan base will lose it.
100%.
It will be a...
Rightfully so.
It will be...
And by the way, it wouldn't even be Joe Shane's
for
fault.
The New York Giants.
It would be the ownership's fault.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Joe Shane would bear the brunt of it, but it would be the owner's fault.
He's not going to fall on the sword because it's what's best for the New York Giants.
No.
It's up to the Giants to do it.
That's exactly
of
right.
Of course. No,
that's
I right. mean, listen, there's that would be bad. That would be really questioning where the franchise is going. You can't have a GM with this record. You want to have faith in him. You want to keep him. You want to try and believe that he can be the guy because he's built this young core that you're so high on despite not winning a damn thing over the last 3 years. That's fine, right? We've swallowed it. We've eaten it. We've lived with it. But if you are going to make that the reason that one of the greatest head coaches of this era can't come here and chose another organization, went to Green Bay or wherever he went, that is... Malpractice.
And that's why it plays into Wild Card Weekend. Because if you're a diehard Giants fan, you're a Bears fan this weekend. Okay? Excuse me. Reverse that. You're a Packers fan.
Sorry, right.
I apologize. You're a Green Bay Packer fan against the Chicago Bears.
Keep going.
You're a Philadelphia Eagle fan against the San Francisco 49ers.
Bet your ass you are.
You're a Bills fan against the Jaguars.
Absolutely.
You now have a rooting interest in these games outside of, you might be gambling on them. The outcome of those games could very well have a major impact on who the next Giants head coach is.
There is no doubt.
Here's what's interesting. Last night at the Ole Miss-Miami game, I'm sure you're aware of this, even though you don't watch the game because you don't like sports,
right,
which is fine.
That's, okay.
That's why I'm here.
That's why you're
here. So you saw Jackson Dart on the sideline, as am I, of the game. And there was like an assistant coach or guy working for Ole Miss that went up to him, and Lip Preeters have now deciphered what took place here.
Yes.
And I think they're right. And the question was, who's your coach going to be?
Right.
Jackson Dart said to the guy, I don't know either Harbaugh or Stefanski.
It sure looks that way.
You should be thrilled. You're going to get one of the two guys you want.
I take absolutely nothing from it.
That means that Jackson Dart's been told
Jackson
by the Giants.
Dart listens to this show.
Oh, he probably does.
He probably does. He liked my video just a couple days ago.
Is that right?
Yeah, he liked my
video.
Nice
video.
It was a big moment for me.
Nice.
Yeah, very nice. Yeah, I said some things he liked. Okay, anyway.
What'd you say? He's the greatest young quarterback I've ever seen?
After the Vikings game, I said the organization doesn't trust him to be himself. And it's a bunch of nonsense.
And he liked that?
Correct. Yeah, it was a big controversy.
So he agreed with
that? He was asked questions about it.
Come on.
Yeah. Come on.
Look at you acting like an afternoon drive host in New York City.
I entered afternoon drive with a little bit of controversy.
Nice.
Yeah, no, it was a story. I killed the Giants
for... So you said that the Giants are...
I said that the Giants are afraid to let him be him. They built into this narrative that he plays this dangerous brand of football.
Yeah.
And instead of worrying about developing him and going up against a good defensive coordinator who masks blitzes and disguises blitzes, and it's a very difficult game to go up, instead of going to let him attack it and learn, they decided to put the game plan in a shell and make sure Jackson Dart doesn't get hurt.
And he agreed with that.
He liked it and then unliked it, but he liked it.
But if he liked it, that means he agreed with it.
Exactly
Look
right.
Look at you.
Yes.
Look at you.
That's right.
So you now have become friends with Jackson Dart.
Correct.
And the offensive line coach.
Absolutely.
Of the New York Giants.
That is both.
At the Big and Tall Shop. In New York City.
Casual Mail XL. In Paramus, New Jersey.
In Paramus, New Jersey. Love me some Paramus, New Jersey.
Hey.
Yeah. You ever lives in Paramus, New Jersey?
Offensive line coach of the New York Giants?
That's exactly right.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, and Willie Colon.
Willie Colon lives in Paramus.
Yeah,
I didn't
know
that.
Big Jersey guy.
Yeah.
Big guy.
Yeah.
And a big Jersey guy.
But I don't take anything, to get back to the lip reading thing, I don't take anything from it other than, I mean, that's what anyone who would be asked right now. I could ask anyone on the street, and I know he has more information, but it's like, we all assume that, and I don't know if he knows anything, and if there was a press conference given by Joe Shane last week, and he was asked if Jackson Dart should have any influence or, would they take his consideration?
I don't think they should.
Well, they didn't. And he kind of almost laughed it off. I don't think it's a big deal. I would include him in everything.
Jackson Dart had a decent rookie season.
Yeah.
Like Jackson Dart.
He's the future
Dart,
of your franchise.
Yeah, he's a franchise quarterback, but it was like Jackson Dart threw for 5,000 yards
no,
looked like Dan Marino.
That doesn't.
Jackson Dart played
that's
well.
That's the point. But that's the point. To me, I don't mind him. the relationship he's going to have with the quarterback with this coach is important.
Yeah, but I need the coach to like Jackson Dart.
Right.
I don't care if Jackson Dart likes the coach.
Well,
like I'm not going to him saying, hey, before I sign Harbaugh, are you cool with Harbaugh?
He doesn't get that.
I'm not saying, hey, Jackson, your thoughts on Stefanski, here's my gut on it.
Why not?
He's no idea who Kevin Stefanski is.
Yes, he does.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, of course he does.
He knows
they
now.
They met at the combine. Part of the reason the Giants jumped up in front to get him.
Oh, Cleveland wanted him?
Yeah, there was rumors that Cleveland wanted him. Rumors, he knows exactly who Coach Stefanski is. He knows exactly who Coach Stefanski is. And he knows exactly what the offense is. And I'm not saying you should go to him and say, hey, are you okay with this before we do it?
Yeah.
But I think you know Stefanski's offense. You've worked with him. What do you think if we hire Coach Stefanski? You know, are you aware of Harbaugh? This is what he runs.
That's your question.
Version of what he runs.
When you bring these coaches in for their meetings, like after they have the dinner the night before, and then they have the 5-hour meeting about our roster and the game plan type stuff, and you know what kind of offense we're going to run, all that crap, right?
Yeah.
Do you think they asked Jackson Dart to come to the facility just so they could be a little get-together because he's the most important player as quarterback?
Yeah.
And while he's only played one season and he hasn't earned he doesn't have the gravitas yet to demand or dictate who they hire.
Right.
If you're going to do a 5-hour interview, which is about what these interviews go, with Stefanski, Harbaugh, whomever, don't you kind of want Jackson to show up at some point and just let those guys spend 20 minutes in a room?
Yes. That's all I'm saying.
But not from, I want Jackson to tell us, hire that guy.
Correct.
I want it the other way.
Right.
I want Kevin Stefanski or whomever to sit in a room for 20 minutes and
get to know him.
Make sure this kind of kid is the kind of kid I can coach and work with.
Right.
Right?
I think there should be. But then I would also talk to Jackson's daughter about how the meeting went. And I'm not saying if he said, oh, no, that don't hire him, that I would necessarily listen to him. But I'm just saying I have no problem. Like, he's got to be the future of this franchise, and getting a coach that's going to work with him is important to me. So I'm open to at least discussing options.
Plus,
but my point was, is the general manager, Joe Shane, laughed it off and said what you said. Young kid, rookie, we love him and everything, but no, we're not going to really talk to him about who the coach is.
The weird thing about those interviews is that no one's really acting like themselves. You know what I mean?
Probably.
Because you're trying to get the gig.
Yeah, you're trying to.
Like when you interviewed for this job.
Yeah.
And we sat in a room together, and you were very nervous, and you were sweating.
Yeah.
And you tried to make some jokes that weren't funny. And I was like, he's trying too hard. He'll be fine. But like, you don't act exactly the way you'd act.
Right.
Because you know what's at stake.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So like, if Kevin Stefanski is a hard ass to his quarterbacks, I'm making that up.
Right.
Right? If you're trying to get the job.
Right. You're not going to go in there.
You go in. It's going to be great. Yeah. I get along with everybody.
Yeah.
All good. Nothing.
Yeah, you probably don't like. Let me show you this particular play where you were awful.
Yeah.
Like,
what
were you thinking here?
Yeah, I like that too. Here's Mike in Farmingdale. Mike, you're on the fan. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Happy great.
What's going on,
thank you,
Mike?
Sir. Great, great, and great.
He's great.
Yeah, I just wanted to check in though. So, Big Mac, I'm not sure if I heard you correctly, but I think I did. You said he liked it and unliked it.
Correct.
That's right. Yep, you can do that these days. Push a button.
He liked it and then unliked it.
So are you really, really in? Are you really in? Or you're
great
out?
Question. Maybe you're out now.
Maybe I'm out now.
Maybe
I don't know.
Now you're out.
My assumption is he liked it. It got someone told him you shouldn't be liking comments from a fat kid who's killing the organization about how they're handling you, and he decided to unlike it, would be my thought.
Okay.
Huh.
All right.
Interesting.
That's my thought.
Huh. Maybe.
Just check it in.
Maybe he's up late at night.
Scrolling through
with Cam Scataboo on Twitch, and they're like, "Look at that guy just wrote all my man pots and pans."
Yeah,
like it.
Yeah.
And then they woke up sober, like, "What are we doing?"
Yeah,
who is that guy?
I don't know.
Unlike it.
I don't. It's all possible. My guess is that someone told him you shouldn't be liking videos, that he's crushing the organization.
Let me walk you through this.
Yeah.
It's 100% that somebody called Jackson Dart and said, unlike that now.
Yes. Yeah.
Because now we have to have a press conference about, do you agree with that? Your words, not mine, the heavy kid on the radio.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Stop it.
Yeah.
100% he got a phone call from probably my guy Dion or Pat Hanlon saying, don't be stupid. We hate the radio.
Yeah.
Stop interacting with the radio. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. I would have given him the same piece of advice.
Now, here's the real question.
Yeah.
Did you grab a picture of his like?
Well, someone else did. That's how I knew about it. I didn't know about it. One of the Giant podcasters like took the image and tweeted it out. That's how it became a story.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Do you have that picture on your phone?
I don't know.
What?
No. Why would
I? It's like the greatest moment of your career.
I mean, it's a good one.
You became relevant to the starting quarterback of the New York Giants.
That's true.
Someone screen grabbed it.
Yes.
Someone took that screen grab and put it on social media.
Correct.
you didn't take a copy of that for the kids, for the wife?
No. Should I have?
100%.
I mean, I knew it happened.
Frame that bitch and put it up on the wall. What are you doing?
I guess it's like a picture of me, a little like heart icon, and a tiny little picture of his account. Like
whatever.
You know.
All right. Frame it. Put it up.
I can still get it.
You may never get that moment again.
That's true.
Right?
Who knows?
Yeah.
But yeah, that was a good one.
You think the Giants are putting Jackson Dart on this show now?
Probably not.
Because of that?
Probably not. Yeah. You got unliked.
I don't know.
I can't have a guy on the show that unliked my partner. I can like put guests that like my partner.
Yeah. And he liked me.
And by the way, so real quick, I did talk to Booney about coming on today.
Okay. Got to wait.
Going to wait a little bit.
He doesn't want me to yell at him about Bellinger, does he?
Going
to
wait a little bit.
He's afraid of the big guy.
Going to wait a little bit.
Afraid
of the big guy. It's not Boone's fault that Cody Bellinger hasn't signed yet.
Exactly. He doesn't want to answer questions about it either.
So let's get a couple guys signed.
Yes.
And then Aaron Boone
whenever,
in studio.
That's fine. Take your time. I'm looking forward to meeting him. And I just want him to, I hope he understands the shrapnel that I've been taking for him for years now.
I told him.
All right. No,
you're good.
Not just like he likes you.
No, no.
Like,
he doesn't like you.
Like, you know, that the meme of Jon Snow as everyone comes a running. Like, that's me.
Yeah.
That's me. You could have captioned Big Mac Boone haters. And there I am pulling the sword.
All by yourself.
All by myself.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Boone and Cashman haters.
Yeah.
And here I come.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got you.
All right.
I got you.
All right.
But he's not coming on today.
That's fine.
Okay. Let's let the Yankees sign a couple guys.
I'm fine with that.
And then we'll talk to Booney, and he'll come in, he'll give you a hug, he'll high-five you, take a picture with you. He might even give you a signed jersey.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. I'll tell you the kind of guy Aaron Boone is.
Mm-hmm.
I once told him I really liked, he wore these like sweatshirt tank tops in the dugout a couple seasons ago.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, that's a good look. I like that look. I go, yo, I got to get one of those sweatshirt tank tops that you wear in the dugout.
Because
he does not wear the jersey in the dugout, as you know. He sent me the one he wore all year.
Really?
Yeah. And he didn't wash it. And I'm like, first off, I'm an extra large.
Right.
All right.
What is he?
He's like a medium.
Really?
Small man.
A small man?
Small man.
I don't know.
Yeah. It doesn't fit.
Yeah.
And I got to wash the thing.
Right.
But he sent me the one he wore all season.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I first saw it, do you remember a couple years ago when I was upset with Giancarlo Stanton because he was wearing like a sweater and a parka in Cleveland.
Yes.
And he was on the bench.
Yes.
Yeah, remember that?
Yes.
And I was upset with that.
Yes, I
looked disinterested.
Yes, yes, yes.
That was the day I first saw the tank top that Booney wears.
And he wears like the long sleeve underneath it.
So he sent me the vest.
Very nice.
Yeah, it's in my closet.
That's a great guy.
Yeah, it doesn't fit, so I can't wear it. So.
But just so as long as he knows.
He knows.
All right.
888-808-1019. It's the Carton Show with Big Mac. Big Mac's picture coming up for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll give you a quick thought until I get out of here on the games this weekend right after this.
We're coming to you live from the Town Fair Tire Studios, powered by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. This Odyssey Sports Minute is brought to you by Roto-Rooter. Leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Oh, I wasn't sure this was going to be one of the ones you were into. Look at you.
Dude, Pink's a friend.
Oh, Pink's a friend. Of
love
course
Pink.
She is.
Love
Once
Pink.
Ran into Pink at a, Olive Garden.
Did you?
No, I'm saying that's what you're about to say next.
No, she's just a friend.
Oh, just a friend.
Okay. I just have friends. I don't know. Sorry.
No, there's nothing wrong with it. I mean, yeah, I just happen to have, multi-platinum selling artist friends.
See, SNY, peace out.
Bye, SNY.
Yeah. Yeah, look, we're friends. We're not friends. Maybe we're friends. Whatever. All right, sorry.
You don't have to apologize to me.
Yeah, love Pink.
Pink
spent time with Pink when she was here a couple years ago.
Pink is great. I'm glad you're friends with her.
Want to see her in concert?
Yeah, why not?
Great. Now that you're friends with James Stone, asking for tickets.
That's right.
I know your picks are coming up.
Yeah.
But let's keep the Pittsburgh game off for a minute, right? It's the Monday night game.
Right.
All right, so let's just look at the two games tomorrow and then the three games on Sunday.
Yeah.
Give me the game that you think is most likely to have an upset. Now, I want to be clear about this.
Right.
You have a very interesting situation where Green Bay, Chicago's in Chicago.
Yeah.
Green Bay is favored, right? Rams are in Carolina.
Yeah.
Rams are favored.
Yeah.
Right? Buffalo, Jacksonville, what's that number?
Buffalo, Jacksonville is 1.5.
Who's favored?
Buffalo is favored.
So another road favorite,
yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is very interesting.
Yeah.
That you've got one huge favorite on the road.
Yeah.
That's the Rams against the Panthers. I think most people think Rams win big, obviously, when they played the last time. And they lost a couple interceptions from Stafford.
No, turned
Rams are interceptions. I think it was like a 90-yard pick six
yeah.
in that as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess based on the point spread.
Yeah.
All right, and I want to acknowledge again, I don't gamble, but I have to be aware of the point spread to do my job. Which team do you think is the most likely to have the upset win based on the point spread, based on where the game is?
On the point spread? I think it has to be the Bears.
Bears getting points from Green Bay in Chicago.
Yeah. Okay. I think that's the most likely.
I think the Bears are probably the best team of the teams that are underdog.
That's what I'm
Jacksonville
saying.
Jacksonville being second.
It's most likely. Again, I kind of am a favorite guy this whole week. I like most of the.
So you're
favorites.
Taking Green Bay.
I'm taking.
You're
Green
taking
Bay.
Buffalo.
I think one. I think.
We're
I
all,
think,
everyone's taking the Rams.
I think the Bears being 1.5 at home is a weird number.
So there's an old school thing in gambling
mm-hmm.
that's one of those situations where the spread makes no sense at all.
Yeah,
Chicago's the better team.
They
Chicago's played
year.
Better.
Right.
Now, Green Bay's
against
banged
each other.
Up.
Green Bay's banged up.
Yep.
They did win in overtime against Green Bay the last time they played.
Right.
I still feel like you could argue Green Bay was the better team in that game. And obviously, the last time, you know, there was the injury in that game
right.
when Malik Willis came in, and the Green Bay Packers beat them the first time 2 weeks prior. I still think they've been the more steady team. They've gotten a ton of turnovers. They've been able to really win all these close games. Even in the 49er game, they really showed out offensively. Like, I'm surprised they're a 1-point underdog
okay.
at home.
All right, so let's go to Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
All right, 4.5 San Fran's getting from Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Do you think there's a possibility of an upset in that game?
Yeah, I mean, as far as the point spread goes, are we upset in the game?